When Governor Kasich unveiled his tax shift plan Monday, he was asked to list some of the services that would, for the first time, be subject to the sales tax.
Lawyers, architects, accountants, lobbyists.
But it turns out the list of services that would be subject to the sales tax is a lot longer than that. The ones the governor did not mention are services that average folks often use. A spokesman for the Ohio Department of Taxation, Gary Goodmanson, lists them.
Pet grooming, cable television, movie theater tickets, haircuts, sporting event tickets, bowling, if you use a coin-operated laundry, parking lots, and dating services.
And that's the list that upsets Democratic legislators like Mike Foley. He says 5% may not sound like much, but if it's tacked onto services that middle and lower income Ohioans often use, it could be a burden, especially while upper income Ohioans get the most from the big cut in the income tax.
Correct, 5 cents in the dollar, right? But if you look at the overall burden, the shift of tax burden in the state of Ohio, this is benefiting the wealthy at the expense of working class people. In order to really get a bang for your buck out of the income tax cuts, you've got to be making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year.
Foley says the average family in his district earns only about $42,000 a year. Meanwhile, groups that would have their services hit by the sales tax for the first time are also speaking out. Kelly McFarland heads a trade group of 100 Ohio barbershops. He warns if haircuts are hit with the sales tax, it'll scare away business.
Customers are going to look at that as another price increase. We've seen already an issue where customers are buying their own clippers and doing their own haircuts due to the economy.
Then there's Ohio's cable TV industry. Lobbyist Jonathan McGee notes some 3 million Ohio households could get hit with monthly bills that are 5% higher. Unfair, he says.
Currently, cable service is already taxed at the local level, up to a 5% tax on your bill. In effect, you'd have the product being taxed twice.
Movie tickets are not taxed now, but under Kasich's plan, they would be. Speaking for Ohio theater owners, Belinda Judson predicts that would mean fewer moviegoers, plus a negative economic ripple effect.
It not only affects the movie theaters, it affects a lot of the businesses that operate around our movie theaters, like restaurants and retail outlets count on a movie theater to draw people into their venues as well.
When the governor unveiled his tax reform plan, he predicted there would be pushback from industries whose untaxed services would become taxed. He called them special interests.
They will come to the legislature and they will pound on people. When they win, the people of the state lose.
Because, Kasich reasons, if the sales tax broadening is watered down or wiped out, Ohio cannot afford the big income tax cut he's proposed. Activists and legislators on Ohio's political right are applauding Governor Kasich's tax shift and tax cut plan. For decades, Ohio University economist Richard Vedder has been seen as a lonely crusader for conservative anti-tax policies. But now his ideas are becoming mainstream in a state government ruled by Republicans like Kasich. Even though the governor's plan includes the broadening of the sales tax base, Vedder stresses what Kasich stresses. The total package amounts to a deep tax cut, $1.4 billion. And with the income tax that small businesses usually pay being slashed in half, the package could attract new companies, business expansions, and their jobs.
This is spectacular because people are going to say Ohio is a place to do business again.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.